Wir haben daf mem dalet und mit alef. Tnan hosam. Pershin mi bein ho ulam le mizbeyach b'shas haktor. The Mishnah says in Kalim that b'shas haktor one is not permitted to be bein ho ulam le mizbeyach. He says the area from when the ulam ends and the mizbeach starts is an area of chof beis amis, so one is not permitted to be there. Omar Rabbi Lozo loishonu elo b'shas haktore dehechol. That is only b'shas haktore dehechol when they are makter in dehechol. That means the pras b'shaches pras bein arboim. So when they're makter in the hechel, one is not permitted to be bein ho ulam lamizbeach. Avo b'shas haktore de lifnai v'lifnim, but b'shas haktore de lifnai v'lifnim, me hechel poshi mi bein ho ulam lamizbeach loy poshi. So Rabbi Lozel said a yisod, that what the Mishnah is machadish, is a din prisha bein ha ulam v'la mizbeach. We'll see this is a drabon on the kedin. This din is only when they're makter the k'tayres in the hechel. When they're makter the k'tayres in the kodesh kodoshim, then one is not permitted to be perish bein ha ulam v'la mizbeach. Now, we're going to have a whole sugya, a kashan Rabbi Loza, a teretz on Rabbi Loza. But before the sugya, we have to understand what is the logic of Rabbi Loza. We have to say Rabbi Loza is very shver. Because Be'emesin, the Gemara says later that the reason they were goyzer bein ha'ulam lamizbeach. The reason they were goyzer, because Dulma Aili Lahechel, he might come into the Hechel. That means that's why they were Goyzer. It's like Zera de Rabbonon, Belumum is Beach. It's he might come into the Hechel. Now, Pashtis, the Hechel is also, one is not permitted to be in the Hechel. Sai when they makter the k'tayres in the kodesh kadoshim, sai when they makter the k'tayres in the hechel. We had learned before that the chalodim lo yia ba'oil maid, which is going on the hechel, so this is going b'shas the koyin is makter the k'tayres in the k'tayres in the kodesh kadoshim. There's an iser deraisa to be in the hechel. The Rishayin the Mutzitzich, how do we know there's an Isser D'Araisa to be in the Hechel B'Shashe Makter in the Hechel? But let us assume there's an Isser D'Araisa also. There's an Isser D'Araisa also. But upon them, there's an Isser D'Araisa to be in the Hechel. Doesn't matter if the Haktor was in the Kodesh Kadoshim, if the Haktor was in the Hechel. There's an Isser D'Araisa. And Rabbi Lozer comes and tells us, now, there's a gzeire de rabbonon. The Mishnah in Kalim says there's a gzeire de rabbonon. He's not allowed to be bein ha'ulam v'la mizbeach. He might come into the hechel. The gzeire de rabbonon is only if they're makter in the hechel. If they're makter in the kodesh kadoshim, then there's no gzeire de rabbonon. So it's very difficult to understand what is the logic of this. There's one iser derais on the hechel, wherever they're makter. So what's the difference if they're makter in the kodesh kadoshim or they're makter in the hechel? This is difficult to understand. Before we see Rashi, there's a Shvera Rashi. Let us just say the Poshet Mahalchim, which others say. The Gvuras Ari wants to say that Be'emesin, the whole reason one is not permitted to be Bein Ha'ulam B'la Mizbeach, the reason is because of a Gzeire. So the Haktor in the Hechel was a daily occurrence. So Mamela Milsa de Shricha goes Rabbi Rabban. This is a gzeire. That means every day that they make a ktore in the Eichel. So that shaps an iser to be in the Eichel. So they assert, one should not be Bein Holam Lemizbech. Gzeire might walk into the Eichel. The Haktore of Yom HaKippurim in the Kodesh Kedoshim is once a year. So that Haktore also shavs an Isser on the Heichel. But that's already a Musa de Lo Shriche. That means an Isser, Knisa Beheichel, Beshas Haktore be Kodesh Kedoshim, is an Isser that is once a year. Musa de Lo Shriche, Le Gozru Be Rabot. That's how the Gvuras Ari wants to explain Shitas Chabalosa. The Taisvus Yishanim, the Ritva bring down a interesting Hesber in Rabbi Lozer as follows. We have to know there was Tzedokim, the word Tzedokim, who held that they should be Mesakin Bachutz. That means already they put the Ktoiris on the Machta in the Heichel. You come in already with an onan. You don't make the onan in the Kodesh Kadoshim. You have to come in already with a fartike onan. That was the shita of the Tzedokim. So the Taisus Yishanim and the Ritva says that Fakel Bedavke, they wanted to be people bein ha'ulam lemizbeach b'shas tahaktore in the Kodesh Kadoshim, to watch the Kohen Gadol what he's doing in the Heichel. That means Vakel, he should know he's being watched. If a person won't be permitted to be Bein Olam LeMizbeach, Leveis was ever told. Vakel, they wanted Bedavke, people should be there. So this is a Rabbonon. This is the Shittas HaTzedokim was only Negeya Yom HaKippurim. They were Misakin B'chutz. So they wanted that someone should be there. Ailem Aiseh, if he wants, when he goes between the Paroiches already, he could still do it there, because there were two curtains, he was able to do, but they could tell if he's doing it there, or Al Kaponim, whatever they were able to be Mesakim, they were Mesakim. That is a very interesting teretz, what the Ritva and the Taisus Yishonim say to explain Rabbi Lozer. Now let us see Rashi. Rashi says as follows. Mi bein ha'ulam lemizbeach, that is the Mishnah, mikol avir chav beis amesh ebeneim, this area, which was 22 ames, one is not permitted to be b'shas haktore. That's what the Mishnah says in Kalim. So Rabbi Lozer said, lo yishanu elo b'shas haktore deheichel. The mizbeach apni mishachis va'arvis, Sharei samuchloi, because he's close to it. Aber b'shas haktore de lifnai v'lifnim meheichel. Aber b'shas haktore de lifnai v'lifnim meheichel shu samuchloi from the heichel. That is samuch to the haktore poshi. Aber b'en ulam emizbeach shu rab meruchik loi poshi. So Rashi all of a sudden speaks about the haktore. Rashi does not mention, we're speaking about an Isser, the Eraisa of one is not permitted to go into the Heichel. And Rashi somehow is Mekasha this, if he's close to the Aktore, Rashi mentions the Aktore, if he's close to the Aktore, and he's making the Aktore in the Heichel, so he's close to the Aktore, then he's Mechuyev to be Peirish from the Ulam HaMizbeach. But if he's far away from the Haktore, so the Heichel that's close to the Haktore is Peirish. The Ulam is Beach that's far away from the Haktore doesn't have to be Peirish. So Rashi is toiled in the Haktore, and it's very difficult. Was geht mir on the Haktore? You need a Prisha, there's an Issa Knisse, la Heichel. Was geht mir on the Haktore? That is the difficulty in Rashi. But why does the Haktore play a factor? The Ritva brings down a pshat. Maybe this is pshat in Rashi also. I really don't know. The Ritva brings down a pshat. He says like this: "Tchi havi haktore beheichel shukarev ikel meiches dulme mishteli va'ayel." There's a ktore going on in the heichel. He might go in. So zakel, the haktore is a sibe to attract people to go in. That's why is he going in? The Haktore attracts him. Avol heiche Haktore lesa elo lifnai v'lifnim shurocheik is lomulu la'ayu. So then he won't go in. So it seems that there's a svara, maybe that's what Rashi is saying over here. Rashi is making a cheshbin that when he samuch to the haktore, only the mokim has samuch la haktore, there's an iser. A mokim that's rochig maktore, b'chlau don't have to be chai, you shall go in. That's what Rashi says. I mean, Mehichel Shusamach Loi Porshi. I mean, this is Lacher Estamazay Appel. I mean, the Prisha from the Hechel is, I mean, it has nothing to do with Samach. This is Exeris Akosovips. I mean, we're intermingling Exeris the Rabbonim with Aniso de Reise. Mehichel Shusamach Loi Porshi. Avenum Izbeir Shemeruchek Loi Porshi. Like Rashi seems to differentiate why the Hechel Yon, the Ulam Mizbeir not. I mean, Hegel is a disa de reise. The Bein Ulam L'Mizbeach is a gzera de Rabbonon. So you don't have to differentiate why the Hegel yo. Rashi is very unclear. But Al Koponim, this is how Rabbi Lozo explained Pshat in the Mishnah. That the Mishnah, which was Mechadish, this Adin Prishe, Mi Bein Ulam L'Mizbeach, this is only Bishas Haktore de Hegel. Mosiv Rav Ade Barave v'omri lo kedi. So now they're going to ask a question, Rabbi Lozo. Rabbi Yosi Oimer, there's a baraisa that says as follows: Kishem shepershin mibein ha'ulam lo mizbeach b'shas haktore, kach pershin b'shas matan par koyin Mashiach u'par helam dovor shel tzibu osirei avodes kechol. So Rabbi Yossi explained, just like one is Peirish, Mi bein ha'ulam le'mizbeach, when there's haktore, so one is also Peirish, bein ha'ulam le'mizbeach, when there's matan domim in the heichel. The second moshul, the Mishnah said, Peirish bein ha'ulam le'mizbeach, b'shas haktore. So he says, not only b'shas haktore are we peirish, we're also peirish b'shas hazoyes domim. He says, by all these kobones, pakoyim Mashiach and parhelem dovo, shel tzibo sirei avodes kechovim, there was hazoy ala pareches. So when there was hazoy ala pareches, and then hamizbech hazov, so then there's a din prishe bein ha'ulam lemizbech. So the vow we said that the dim prisha bein ulam and mizbeach is koilo not only haktore, it's also koilo shas hazoyes domin in the eichel. That's the tzichem shav. So now the beraisa continues. So if we find that is a din prisha bein ulam le mizbeach, sai b'shas haktore, and sai b'shas hazoyes domin. So the Braise asks, Koma Milo Yesh Beina Heichel Beina Ulam Bala Mizbeach. So where do we find the Zachiyev Prishe in the Heichel, from the Heichel? The Zachiyev Prishe in the Ulam La Mizbeach. Where is there a Milo of in Prishe from the Heichel over the Ulam La Mizbeach? As a fact of Braise Akash. Elo. Shebehechel Pershin, bein b'shas haktore, in the hechel they were perish, bein b'shas haktore, ubein sheloi b'shas haktore. They were not permitted to be in the hechel, sai b'shas haktore, ubein sheloi b'shas haktore, the Gebosin Rashi, this means matan domin. He says, from the hechel you have to be perish, Sai b'shas haktore, in shai b'shas matan domin. That's shaloi b'shas haktore. Bein ulam v'la mizbeach ein pershin elo b'shas haktore. But ulam mizbeach only perish elo b'shas haktore. Now, let us try for 1 minute to understand what the Baraisa is telling us. The Baraisa first started off by saying that is a din prisha bein ulam mizbeach. Just like there's a din prisha and shas haktore, there's a din prisha b'shas hazoyes dom in the heichel. Then the Braise asked the Kasha, say, Bazoi. So what is the Chaymer of the Heichel over the Ulam and Mizbeach? So Moses says, you know, the Chaymer is that by the Heichel, you mechuyev to be Peirish, Pein B'Shas HaKtore, and then Shaloi B'Shas HaKtore. And Shaloi B'Shas HaKtore means Hazoyes Domin. And by the Ulam and Mizbeach is only B'Shas HaKtore, not Shaloi B'Shas HaKtore. So Lachera, this is double talk. We just said a minute ago, that the Shas, the Shlei B'Shas HaKtor, which is Shas Domim, Matan Domim, you're also Peirish Pein, Ulam L'Mizbeach. And now the Baraisa says, the Chaymer of the Heichel over the Bein Ulam L'Mizbeach is B'Shas Matan Domim, at Shlei B'Shas HaKtor. So how does the Sefer stim with the Reishim? So Kochoch, the Sefer is speaking about the Haktore and Matan Domim in the Kodesh Kadoshim. And this will be the flow of the Baraisa. So the Baraisa is saying as follows. When you're making Haktore or Matan Domim in the Heichel, you have to be Peirish Pein Ulam L'Mizbeach. But where do we find the Chaymer of the Heichel over the Pein Ulam L'Mizbeach? If he's making Shaloi B'Shas Haktore, if he's making Matan Domim in the Kodesh Kadoshim, then from the Heichel you have to be Peirish. From the Bein Ulam L'Mizbeach you don't have to be Peirish. But Shas HaKtore, that means if he's making HaKtore in the Kodesh Kodoshim, then you have to be Peirish Bein Ulam L'Mizbeach also. So Al Kaponim, the way the Gemara understood now, the Baraisa is telling us that Bein Ulam L'Mizbeach, you're Peirish when he's making HaKtore Lifnai V'Lifnim. And by the Heichel, your Peirish Efel is making Matan Domim Lefnai Lefnim. But Al Kaponim, the Bereis is telling us that when he's making Aktore Lefnai Lefnim, he's your Peirish from the Ulam L'Mizbeach. So that is not like Rabbi Lozer. Rabbi Lozer said, you're only Peirish by the Ulam L'Mizbeach if he's making Aktore in the Heichel. If he's making Aktore Lefnai Lefnim, there's no Chiyah Prisha whatsoever. Let us see again the Loshon HaGemara. Let us start from Mosiv Ravada Ba'aba. Vom lekedi. Rab Yoisi Yoimer, Kishem Shepir, Shemi Bein Ulam L'Mizbeach, B'Shas HaKtore, Kach Pershin, B'Shas Matan Pako, Yimashich HaPar Helam Dovo, Shal Tzibo, Sire Vaidus Kechov. Just like you're Pirish B'Shas HaKtore, you're also Pirish by Matan Domim Beheichel. That's what the Braise said. We don't know what Shas HaKtore means. But just like you're Pirish Shas HaKtore, your Peirish Shas Matan Domim also, and this is the Matan Domim of the Heichel. Roma Maila Yesh Bein Heichel Bein Ulam L'Mizbeach. So what is the Maila? Where is the Heichel more Chomo than the Ulam L'Mizbeach? El Shebe Heichel Peirin Bein B'Shas HaKtore, which means the Shas HaKtore of the Kodesh Kadoshim, Ubein Shaloi B'Shas HaKtore by the Matan Domim in the Kodesh Kadoshim. Ubein Ulam L'Mizbeach in Pershin Elo B'Shas HaKtore. And by the Ulam L'Mizbeach, only Perish B'Shas HaKtore in the Kodesh Kedoshim. Abo B'Shas HaKtore Miyu Polshi. But Shas HaKtore in the Kodesh Kedoshim, you Perish Bein Ulam L'Mizbeach. My love, B'Shas HaKtore de Lifnai V'Lifnim. So it says clone, not like Rabbi Lozo. Before we go further, let us see Rashi. B'Shas, so the Braise said, B'Shas Matan Pa Koyim Mashiach, Abo Al Achas Mikol HaBitzvah She'oso Bayros Atzmoim, She'to Bayros Atzmoim, Vo'oso, U'matan Domi Al HaParoiches Al Mizbach Azov, U'sirei Avedis Keichovim Tzibur She'ovdo Avedis Zore Bayros Bezn, Mevi'im Par Lo'ilo V'soyo Lachatis, Tziv Bepar She'shlach Lecho Anoshim, ואויסוי סויר מתן דומוי על הפרויכס, ואין אי נחל, כדי יפין בספרו ובספרי במסך הזבוך. הומה מי לא יש, היי הו כמו הרי, כלוימה, מייעתו, if there's a din prisha, and the bein ha ulam למזבח, and the מתן דומים בהיכל, מה מי לא יש בפרישה בין היכל לבין אולם המזבח. So the Baraisa says as follows. that by the heichel bein b'shas haktore kosal kidaitech bein b'shas haktore d'lifnai v'lifnim bein sheloi b'shas haktore d'lifnai v'lifnim o b'shas matn domim d'lifnai v'lifnim. Bein ulam l'mizbeach ein pershin mishum l'fnai v'lifnim elo b'shas haktore, only b'shas haktore. Avoloi b'shas matn domim, but b'shas matn domim there's no chiyuv prishim. So b'shas haktore, b'shas haktore there's a chiyuv prishim, and sheloi b'shas haktore there's not a chiyuv prishim. Now, before we go a little further, let us just learn the bottom Tosfos. So, the Gemara held now, that Beinu Ulam Lamizbeach Yemechuyev to be Poirish Peshas Haktor Lefnai Velefnim, and Yemechuyev to be Poirish Peshas Matan Domil Lefnai Velefnim. Now, this is very difficult to understand. Now, we're Zicha in a dilemma. What Seichel does this make? That means like this. All the svaras we said before don't make any sense now. That means if we'll say the haktor of lifnei, let's say according to the Gvur Sari, haktor of lifnei lifnei is a milsad lo yishchich legozo by rabot. But it says they were geyser. But haktor of lifnei lifnei, you have to be perish benulam la mizbeach. So why by the matan domim don't you have to be perish? What is the chilik over here? So let us see the bottom tesis. My lav vishas haktor of lifnei lifnei, tamely. Maishna de gozru lifreish bein de ulam le mizbeach b'shas haktor d'lefnai v'lefnim v'loi b'shas hazo ho vo bein haktore bein hazo michat kro nafke le'il. There's an iser de'araisa to be in the heichel by both of them. Now if you were gozru bein de ulam le mizbeach, he might go into the heichel, whatever your cheshbon is. So how are you splitting the hair and say that nafke by haktore? He's not allowed to be ben ulam lizbech. He might go into the heichel, but by hazor's domim, he's permitted to be ben ulam lizbech. What's the chilek? The yeshloima b'haktore dekosav b'kro behedye tvei gozru bo rabbonon v'loy b'hazor d'miyitura d'lechaper nafke. We had learned yesterday that that what it says in the pasuk, v'chaladim layia ba'oil loyed, b'voye lechaper, so b'voye lechaper is going on kapor is domin. That was a psadroshe. V'chipa badei bad beis bad kol kal yisrael. That is going on k'toyres. K'toyres stayed often in the pasuk. Hazoyes domin is a droshe. The miyitura de lechaper nafke. So lechayir taisus is very difficult to understand. That what you learn, that was his befeirish in the pasuk that they made a halchoke. That what only says from ayitura dekra that they didn't make a halchoke. Hey, the svara is fakert. The people know more. I mean, what's the svara of taisus to be mechalik between and they made a halchoke by that what says befeirish and that what says miyitura dekra. Perhaps. Pshat in Tosfos is, there's a Rashi in Yevomis, Davkuf Yutes Omed Aleph, Rashi in Yevomis says as follows, Harchoke de Rabbonon bedover hamuta, when the Rabbonon made a Harchoke bedover, that means this is muta, the Chachom made a Harchoke. So there's a Svara to say, Lekoris Ovid Harchoke, that means in the achokis the rabbonim, when the rabbonim made achokis, so they were shoykel on the chomer of the avere if he might be over. Rashi had another case over there. So if he might become nichshol and an isakoris, so then they made achokis. If he might be nichshol and an isalav, so they didn't make achokis. So the achokis the rabbonim are dependent on the chaymer of the Isra he might be over on. The more chomo the isa, the greater reason the chachamim had to make achoke. So that's me taisvus zokto ayisod. If you have two isurim in the Torah, one isa says beferish, and one isa is you learn that from adroshe. So could I think taisvus means to say there's a bigger chaim if the Torah wrote it black and white. So there's a bigger isa than if the Torah wrote it through adroshe. That what the Torah was mefaret the Isa, that's a bigger chayma. And I think that is what Taisvus is saying. So Taisvus is saying, Hak Torah, which says beferish in the Torah, so that they made a hachoke. Hazoyes domin, which you only learn out from adroshe, so that alone, that the Torah held it not important enough to write it beferish, the Torah was only Meram is the halacha through a yitor, even though it could be this malchus by both, aber al koponim, could be this is a chaymer. The chaymer that the Torah said, rocha bitchaktana, that this is also. So here they made a hachok, and here they didn't make a hachok. I think that is pshat in Tosfos. Al koponim, we're in the middle of asking Akasha and Rabbeloza. We have a baraisa, which the baraisa seems to say, that you're mechuyev to be perish from bein ulam lemizbeach when there's a haktore bifnim, and you're not mechuyev to be perish bein ulam lemizbeach when there's matan domim bifnim. But al kopanim, you see, when there's a haktore bifnim, there's a chiyev prisha, and that is not like Rabbi Loza that said the whole chiyev prisha is only when there's a haktore beichel. Zakte Gemara, loy. So Rabbi Loza said, no, you are learning wrong pshat in the Baraisa. That what it says, that your poirish bein ha'ulam lemizbeach b'shas haktore, and by the heichel your poirish afilo shaloi b'shas haktore. You know what the tight shas haktore means? B'shas haktore the heichel. That's what the Baraisa is saying. The Baraisa is saying that the Chomer between the Heichel and the Bein Ulam LeMizbeach is the Bein Ulam LeMizbeach you only poirish b'shas haktore the Heichel and by the Heichel you poirish afilu shaloi b'shas haktore afilu b'shas matn domin. So, frag the Gemara, let's see the Gemara. So, the Gemara, loy. B'shas haktore deichel. The Baraisa means, you're poirish bein ulam zbeach, b'shas haktore deichel. B'shas haktore deichel. Ihochi, ho, ma, maile, v'su, loy. So, that's the only maile. The maile of the heichel over the bein ulam zbeach is that Shaloi b'shas haktore, that by the heichel you're poirish b'shas the matan domim lifnim, and by the bein ulam zbeach you're not poirish b'shas the matan domim lifnim. That's the only maila. Ha'ika ha maila. The ilu meheichil polshi bein shas haktore di day bein b'shas haktore di lifnai v'lifnim. Vilum bein ulam lemizbeach loy polshi el b'shas haktore di heichel. Frag the Gemara if the Baraisa is telling me, the Chomer of the Heichel over the Bein Ulam HaMizbeach, so why did the Baraisa say the only Chomer is Shaloi B'Shas HaKtore, the only Chomer is that by the Heichel you're Poirish B'Shas Matan Domim Lifnim, and by the Bein Ulam HaMizbeach you're not Poirish B'Shas Matan Domim Lifnim? Why didn't the Baraisa say there's another chaymer of the Heichel over the Bein Ulam HaMizbeach, that by the Heichel you're Poirish B'Shas the Haktore Bifnim, and by the Ulam HaMizbeach you're not Poirish B'Shas the Haktore Bifnim? And for the Gemara, Haktani, that is what the Baraisa is saying. Elo Shebeheichel Poirish. You know what Shaloi B'Shas HaKtore means? Shaloi B'Shas HaKtore does not mean Matan Domin. שלוי בשעס הקטור מין, שלוי בשעס הקטור בהיכל, אלא בקודש קדוש. הוקטוני, אלא שבהיכל פרשם בין בשעס הקטור דידי, ובין שלוי בשעס הקטור דידי, that means you מקטר אין די בפנים. מבין האולם למזבח, אין פרשם אלא בשעס הקטור דידי. That's what the Baraisa is answering. That's what the Gemara answers. That is the Baraisa saying. The Baraisa is saying the chaima of Heichel over Beit Ulam and Mizbeach is in the Haktorah Bifnim. That's exactly what Rabbi Lozer had said. That by the Ulam and Mizbeach you only perish b'shas Haktorah b'Heichel. But shaloi b'shas Haktorah b'Heichel, which means shas Haktorah in Kodesh Kadoshim, you're not perish. And the heichol yepeirish shai b'shas haktore b'heichol and shai b'shas haktore b'fnim. So mamish the Baraisa is telling us what Rabbi Lozer had said, that the prishe bein ulam lemizbeach is only b'shas haktore b'heichol. Let us see what Rashi says. The Gemara, loy b'shas haktor de heichol koma de peish mebulam l'mizbeach. With that what it says, shas haktor ye peirish means shas haktor de heichol koma de peish mebulam l'mizbeach. V'hochi tomi. Shame shepherds and bein ulam b'shas haktor deichu. Kach persh and b'shas matan pakoy meshir tabinami beichu. Just like you perish in the haktor beichu, you perish in shas matan domin beichu. And the heichu you perish afilu b'shas haktor befnim. I hochi. The shame shepherds and b'shas haktor aheichu koy. If you will say that you perish bein ulam lemizbeach only when you're makter in the heichel, v'loy adelifnai v'lifnim, ha'ma maila yesh bitmiyah. So when you ask the kasha, what maila is there? Why did you have to jump to matan domim? V'chi ein oid maila elo ho, d'loy b'shas haktore d'lifnai v'lifnim, d'ktoni shebeichel pershim bein b'shas haktore, בין דהיך ובין לפני ולים, בין שלוי בשעס, הכל בשעס מתן דומים, בין דהיך ובין לפני ולפנים, ובין מול מזבח לפרשינים, שלוי בשעס, הכתור דשעס מתן דומים, דה לפני ולפנים. Why do you say the only mile of the heichel over the בין מול מזבח is in the מתן דומים לפני ולפנים? אלא בשעס הכתור דהיכל, דאפילו בשעס הכתור יש מיילה. Why do you say the mile is only a matan domim? There's a mile in aktore gufe. That by the heichel, you perish b'shas aktore b'fnim. Til meich ha'poshi, bein b'shas aktore d'heichel, b'shas aktore d'fnim. And for the Gemara, ha'ktoni b'nechusa, ha'chinami koma. Hai sheloi b'shas aktore d'koma. That what the Baraisa said. That bein ulam lemizbeach you're perish, bein ulam lemizbeach you're not perish. Shaloi b'shas aktore, shaloi b'shas aktore the heichel koma. Elo b'shas aktore lifnai v'lifnim. Not makter the heichel, but you're makter lifnai v'lifnim. And that is the difference between the heichel and the bein ulam lemizbeach. By the heichel, bein b'shas haktor de heichel. V'ho shaloi b'shas haktor d'ktoni tane, shaloi b'shas haktor d'idei. El b'shas haktor d'lifnai v'lifnim. So b'kitzer, it's a complicated gemara, but the gemara is just saying pshat in the baraisa as follows. Let us just be masker the maskonis a gemara. The baraisa says as follows. The Baraisa says that bein ulam lemizbeach you are perish shai b'shas aktore beheichel shai b'shas matan domim beheichel. So then the Baraisa asks, where is there a choymer of the Hegel over the Bein Ulam Lamizbeach. So the Baraisa answers the Chomer of the Hegel over the Bein Ulam Lamizbeach is in the Shaloi Bishas Haktore Shebeichel, which means Bishas Haktore Bifnim. When you're being Makta Bifnim, so then there is a Chomer over the Hegel, the Hegel is over the Bein Ulam Lamizbeach. If you're Makta Bifnim, from the Hegel you have to be Peirish. You don't have to be Peirish, Bein Ulam Lamizbeach. So the Baraisa is telling me exactly what Rabbi Loza had said. Fregt Gemore, so what are you telling me? The translation of Shaloi Bishas Haktore means Shaloi Bishas Haktore Beheichel, no, it's a Shas Haktore Bifnim. So the Baraisa told me the whole Chomer of the Heichel over the Bein Ulam Mizbeach is Bishas Yemakta Bifnim. So the Gemara is going to test this another Chomer, Bishas Matan Damim Bifnim. Also, from the Hegel, you have to be Peirish. From the Bein Ulam Mizbeach, you don't have to be Peirish. So why did the Baraisa mention just one Chomer of Haktore Bifnim? Why didn't the Baraisa mention there's another Chomer, Matan Damim Bifnim? You have to be Peirish from the Hegel. And you don't have to be Peirish from the Ulam Mizbeach. Frag the Gemara v'ika ha-maile. There's another maile. The Ilumei Hegel Porshi. You're Peirish from the Hegel. Bein Bikdusha Didei. Sai be the Matan Domim in the Hegel. Bein Bikdusha de Lefnai Lefnim. Sai the Matan Domim Lefnai Lefnim. Ilu Bein Ulam Lemizbeach Le Porshi. But the Mizbech and the Porsche, Ella Bikdusha the Hegel, Yoni Peirish and the Matan Domim Bif Hegel. But you're not Peirish and the Matan Domim Bifnim. So why didn't the Baraisa mention this Chayma? According to the way you're saying Napshat and the Baraisa only mentioned the Chayma of Aktore Bifnim. Why didn't the Baraisa mention the Chayma that is a din prishan matan domim bifnim behechel, and not bein ulam mizbeach. Omarove shem prisha achasi. Let us see Rashi. Rashi says, bikdushe matan domim. Shem prisha achasi. Let us see the bach kule chode maile. It's one maile. The mehechel polshi bein bishvil haktore. Ubein bishvil batan domim de lefnai v'lefnim. Bein ulam mizbeach loy polshi bishvil lefnai v'lefnim klau. You're not peirish at all. V'kiv, it's one thing, that whatever tutzach lefnai v'lefnim does not chiyav prisha on bein ulam mizbeach. V'kiv in dashmi'inon the mishum haktore de lefnai v'lefnim loy polshi. That means there is no reason to say that there's another chaymer. If there's no chi of prisha and bein ulam lemizbeach and the haktara bifnim, so I'll understand there's no chi of prisha and the matan domim bifnim. The matan domim is zichin not more chomer than the haktara bifnim. So Memele, the Tana told us enough. The Tana told us that there's a chiyev prisha beheichel and aktore bifnim. There's no chiyev prisha bein ulam mizbeach and aktore bifnim. And the matan domim you'll be able to figure out because there's no difference between the matan domim bifnim and the aktore bifnim. Period. Omama. Now we're going to go back to the Baraisa. He said the Baraisa started off by saying that just like your Peirish bein ha'ulam v'lamizbeach b'shas haktore beheichel, you're also Peirish bein ha'ulam l'mizbeach b'shas matan domim beheichel. Omama, kach Peirshin b'shas Matan par koyin Mashiach upar helam dovol shel tzibu usire avoides kechov. Frekte gemore menolo. How do we know that on these three things, and the Matan Domin Behechel, the Zachiev Prishe, Zachiev Prishe. He says, now let's appreciate the Gemara's Kasha. The whole Pasuk that we have, V'chol Adam Layia Ba'oyel Moyit, V'voyei Lechaper, and then it says, V'chiper Badei Vat Beisei Vat Kolkal Yisrael. The Pasuk is telling us that one is not permitted to be in the Heichol, and the Kohen is making Haktore in the Kodesh Kadoshim, when the Kohen is making Matan Domim in the Kodesh Kadoshim. That is the Pasuk. That is the Pasuk. Pasuk speaks about Boyle Chaper as Matan Domim, the Chiper is Haktorah. So the Pasuk that we have, that one is not permitted to be in the Oyel Moyed, and there's Haktorah or Matan Domim Bifnim. Now the Beraisa says, when there's Haktoro, Behechel, or with his Matan Domim, Behechel, you're not allowed to be, the Beraisa says, the full in the Beit Ulman's Behechel's not allowed to be, but Al Kapon, you're not allowed to be in the Hechel for sure. So the Gemara says, how do we know this? How do we know when there's Haktoro? We don't have a Pasuk. The Pasuk is only speaking about that when there's a Haktore Bifnim, there's a Matan Domim Bifnim, not to be in the Heichel. How do you know you're not allowed to be in the Heichel when you're making Haktore in the Heichel? When you're making, that I just said now, that's not the Gemara's Kasha. How do you know when you're making a Matan Domim Beheichel, how do you know that you're not allowed to be in the Heichel? That's the Gemara's Kasha. Oh, Mama. Kach pershim b'shas matn par koyin Mashiach, o par helam dovor shel tzibu, usiri avoidus kechot. So how do you know by a matan domim, beheichol de zachi of prisha? Omar lo, menolon, omar rav pdos, osye kapore, kapore, miyoyma kipure. Zot Rashi, no Rashi. So what does the Gemara answer? So the Gemara answers that it says kapore by these kabonis, by all the kabonis, let's not get into that problem, but it says a kapore by the sire avoidus kechovim, it says kapore, and it says bevoyoi lechaper by yoyma kipurim. So we learn now, just like the Bavoyoi Lechaper, B'yoyma Kippurim, there's a Chiyiv Prisha Meheichel, so there's a Kippur, and the soil Avoy the Zorah, which is in the Heichel, there's also a Chiyiv Prisha from the Heichel. So we learn out, the Matan Domim Beheichel, it says Kapore there, it says Kapore by the Matan Domim B'Kodesh Kadoshim, so just like the Matan Domim B'Kodesh Kadoshim, there's a Chiyiv Prisha Meheichel, so the Matan Domim Behechel, there's also Chiyuv Prisha Behechel. That is the Gemara. Now, the problem is, how do you know when you make a Haktore Behechel, that there's also Chiyuv Prisha Behechel? The Gemara makes sich nicht wissen from their problem. The Gemara's only problem was, how do you know by the Matan Domim Behechel, there's Chiyuv Prisha Behechel? How do you know? By the Haktore Behechel doesn't say Vechiper. Doesn't say Vechiper. So how do you know that there's a Chiyuv Prisha Behechel? So Bemesim the Tosfos Yishonim asks the Kasha, Osye Kapore Kapore, the Bosri asks the Kasha, Teime, Amai loy mi boy loy bektoires menolon de pershim b'shas aktore deichel. That means the only pasuk that says prisha is ella biktoires the lifnai v'lifnim. There it says v'chibabadi v'adbeisa. That's v'chol odli yboil moyid. Avol biktoires the heichel shehu kemoi matan domim leaskechan miya prisha. So how do you know bechlad that it's a chiyuv prisha? A matan domim beichel we saw the drasha kapore kapore. So how do you know by the actor beheichel the zachiyah prisha. The yeshloime the kivin the ktoires have a dover shebechashoi יש לפרש כאן בשביל הקטורת דהיכל. Exactly what Tosfos answers, I don't know, but it could be mentioned yesterday a svore from Rabbi Ruchem Perlo. Ruchem Perlo says that one of the inyonim of Chashoy by Ktoiris is that no one should be there. That is the Taich Chashoy. Tosfos Shishonim Etzich Gemutchet Abissel, but that is zicher a Taich of Chashoy, that it should be done secretively. It should not be done by Pirsum. So somehow that is the mahus of Ktoiris. Ktoiris is b'chashoy. That is the mahus of Ktoiris. So memeil and chashoy means that no one should be around b'shas aktoris aktoris. How we know exactly that's a t'nai in Ktoiris? That we good wissen. But al kaponim, that is what Tosfos is saying. Ktoiris has this maila of chashoy. Sok de gemorre weiter. Oma Rav Ache Bar Ave Shma mi no mailois de reise bo hochi gemiri lohu. Let us see let's go a little further. De isal ke daitach de rabbonon maishno beino ulam vol mizbeach vil me mikril va ailu. Here the Gemara says, Klo, we had mentioned in the beginning of the Shia, that the reason, Bein Ulam u'Mizbeach, one is not permitted to be, because he might go into the Heichel. So, Maishna Bein Ulam u'Mizbeach, why is it also, Dilma Mikru v'aylu, he might go into the Heichel, Mikula Zorana minifreshu, Dilma Mikri v'aylu. Now let us see what Rashi says, Pshat in this Gemara. Mailois diyoyreise. Mailois shemonu chachomim b'mishne b'meseches keilim b'peirikame. The Koma Hosam. The Mishne starts off that there's asara kedushas. And it starts, it cheshmes like this. Harabayis mekudish mirushalayim. Pachel meharabayis. We're in the middle of the asara kedushas. Pachel meharabayis. Bezras Noshim, Minachel, Bezras Yisrael, Mishal Noshim, Mishal Kahanim, Ezras Kahanim, Mishal Yisrael, Ubein Ulam Lemizbeach, Minazore, that's more Kodesh than Ezras Kahanim, Vahechel, Ubein Ulam Lemizbeach. So it says, Mailes, in different halachas, which each Mokim has over the other. So the Gemara says, the Reise Ninu, these Mailas are the Reise, Haloche Le Moshe Misinai, Rochi Gemirulu. These Mailas, I mean, the Mishnah speaks out, this place is Mohammo, this one is not allowed to enter, this one is not allowed to enter. So these Isurim, and these Mailas are the Reise, Haloche Le Moshe Misinai. Hilkach, so since each Mokim, Mina Torah has a distinct kedusha. Hilkach leinyan parisha dekra nami loyitzrich parisha ela meheichel kiderseiv v'chol adam loyia ba'oyomai. That means each place has different milas. So the Torah said that you have to be parish from the heichel. For us, Rabbonon, the Gozer, Bein Ulam Lemizbeach, Dilme, Mikri, V'ayu Leichel. So he might come into the Heichel. V'loi Nimshecho, Shar Azorah, Lo'is Agzere. But the rest of the Agzore does not go into this Gzere. Sherei Bein Ulam V'lemizbeach, Kedusha Achasi. V'shar Kol Azore, Kedusha Achasi. That means there are different mekaymes. So memele, so we can understand the gzeira as follows. Min ha-toire, b'shas ha-ktore, you're not allowed to enter the heichel. Mi darabonon, we said the mokaym next to the heichel, which is a lesser kedusha. Mi darabonon, you're not allowed to be there. Gzeira sheme yichnas la-heichel. The whole Azara, which is a third kedusha, which is a lesser kedusha, they weren't geyser at all. because they're different kedushas. The gozel ben ulam mizbech dum mikra v'ayel laheichel. Leinim shecha shara zo lo yisag zeiro, shrei ben ulam mizbeach, kedusha achasi, v'shar kol azor, kedusha achas. Ubein ulam mizbeach gufa gzeiro. So we asked this mokim mitoiras gzeiro. V'avilei shara zo re, gzeiro le gzeiro. So that's good. So that, therefore, we can understand the way they made the gvul, the boundary, that the Issa the Rabbonon is in this mokim, because it's in Yisod, it's a different mokim in our Torah. But, the Isalke Daitoch, Mailis the Ktoni Hosam the Rabbononin, but if we'll say that in our Torah, there's no difference between Ulam Lamizbeach and Ezra's Kahanim, they're all the same. So when the Rabbonon said that the next mokim, one is not permitted to be there, b'shas haktore, the next mokim is not bein ulam lemizbeach, the next mokim is the azore. That's the azore. These differences, if you say bein ulam lemizbeach, is more mikudish than the azore, only midarabono, that means ba'etzim, it's minatayra, it's one big area. So you are splitting up the area, and you're saying the top quarter of the area, you're not allowed to be. The other three quarters of the area, you're allowed to be. If in Yesod, they all have the same kedusha, and you are saying in Yesod, the area next to the heichel, you're not allowed to be, the area next to the Eichel is Dazore. If there are different Mekoymes, the different Kedushas Minatayra, so the different areas, so you can split it. So you can say, the next area, you're not allowed to be, Gzeire might come in. The area below that, that's another area, so that's a Gzeire L'Gzeire. But if you'll say Minatayra, if you'll say mina toire, they're all one area, mikula azore nami pirsh nifreshu, mishum hagzeire gufe, da kula chod gzeire. The next area is a chie prisha oto a heichel. So let's see nachamol de gemore. Omar rab ache barabe, shma mino mailois de yereise. V'hochi gemiru, v'tzalocha l'moyshe misinai, v'i salke daitach d'rabonon, ma'ishno bein ha'ulam v'lam izbeyach, dilme mikru v'aylu, mikulu v'azore nami nifreshu, dilme mikru v'aylu. So the Gemara says, no, could be in Kedusha, they're all the same. Now, how can we split up an area, say, bein ulam v'mizbeyach, you have to be perish, And below them is Beich, don't be Perish, and all says, because there is a boundary from below the Ulam is Beich. Bein Ulam is Beich, kiv le mafsik midi. There is nothing that is dividing the Ulam is Beich from the Heichel. You have a Pesach Ulam and a Pesach Heichel, nothing is dividing it. Le min kere milse. Some in Meila, there they were geyser, bein Ulam is Beich. That the Dumaili le Heichel. Azore, but the Azore, even the Ike Mizbeach Achitz in the Mavsik. But Azore, that is Mizbeach Achitz in the Mavsik. Min Kirimils, so could be in Kedusha, they're all the same, but we are making a boundary because, Benul Mizbeach is Loi Min Kirimils, and then further down, it's Min Kirimils. Zogt die Gemara weiter. Oma Rove, Shma Mino, Kedushas Ulam, Veheichel Chode Milsi. Now Rove is going about something else. We have, from the Heichel, we go to the Ulam, and from the Ulam going down towards Mizrach, we have the Bein Ulam Lemizbeach. So Lechere, so Rove said as follows, Lechere, the Issa de Reise is the Heichel. The Rishus, before the Heichel, they were geyser. Maybe he might come into the Heichel. So Lechere, the Cheshman should have been that you're not allowed to be in the Ulam. Because B'shas Tamak, in the Heichel, not allowed to be in the Ulam. How did we jump to the Ulam Lemizbeach? That's already And Ulamizbech is a third reshus. We should have said that you're not allowed to be in the ulam. So Basar Rabbi said, Alam, this is a raya that the ulam has kedushas haheichel. So mina toire, when you're not allowed to be in the heichel, you're not allowed to be in the ulam. That's the isur de raise. So the next reshus is beinu ulam lemizbech. That's also midrabbanan. So that's what Rabbi said. Omar Rabbi shmamino kedushas ulam veheichel. Chode milsei, it's one kedusha. The isal kedaitach shtei kedushas nino. If you'll say that the ulam does not have kedushas eichel, is ulam guf egzeira. So that we know to be in the ulam b'shas haktore b'eichel zad rabbono. V'neikem v'nigzer gzeira ligzeira. It's a raya that what that the ulam and the bein ulam the ulam and the eichel is one kedusha. Zok de gemore, loy, it's no raya. Ulam, ulbein ulam izbeach od de kedushi. No, it's not muchach that the ulam and the heichel have the same kedushi. It could be the ulam and bein ulam izbeach od de kedushi. Heichel ve ulam shtei kedushi, so fakel. So the reshus, after the reshus the heichel, is the ulam plus the ulam and izbeach. That's one kedushi. So my mail, that's the reshus, the rabbonon. So they asked the ulam, and the beinu ulam lemizbeach, mid the rabbonon. Let us see what Rashi says. Kedusha seichel v'ulam chodi, v'ulam nami oyel moyed mikri, v'ovid achok el lifroish, ben ulam lemizbeach. V'ulma ayel ulam, v'ka over alayiyah boyel moyed. So the Gemara says, no, ulam ubein ulam lizbeach chodi, v'chigozer ulam ota eichel, im shecha avir, the bein ulam behigzere, because the bein ulam is the din of the ulam. Now, let us see, Tosfos daf mem gimel amud beis, which is a shaychus with the Gemara we just learned. But just let us refresh our memory. The Gemara had said, that after they shechted the par, they took the dam, v'nosne lemishim amaris boy al horoived horevi shebeheichel. They gave it for someone to mix on the fourth row of the heichel. So b'shas, when the koyin will be makter, the k'toyres, someone will be mixing the dam in the Heichel, Arayva the Revi Shebeichel. That's what it says in the Mishnah. The Gemara asked, Vaksiva kol Odom lo yiya bo'il moid. How can someone be mixing the dam in the Heichel? Now, to be the Bishastak Tayin is makta Tony Shel Heichel. The Gemara says, no, it doesn't mean the fourth Roivad in the Shebeichel from the Heichel. So you're going down into the Ulam. So he's mixing it in the Ulam. That is Pshat L'chayre. We'll see in a minute. V'hod Omar Rav Yehuda Toni Shel Heichel. V'hod Omar Lekamon the Persian Nami Mibein Ha'ulam L'mizbeach. So Tosfos asked, we learned that your Persian Bein Ha'ulam L'mizbeach also. So L'chayre, how could he be mixing the dam out of the heichel, but you have to be perish benuma mizbeach. So Tosfos says, O maskinen lekamon, Rabbi Loza said, Dana mili b'shas aktore de heichel, b'shas matan domim de heichel, al b'shas aktore lifnai v'lifnim, loy. V'hochi airi b'aktore steres lifnai v'lifnim. He says, here we're speaking about b'shas the Kohen Gadol is making the k'toyres, lifnai v'lifnim, he's being b'maris dam in the ulam, or benuma mizbeach. Miyadach aktor is teiris lufnai lufnim, not al adam miyadam amaris. Ulekamon, ki boi lechuchi, so it comes out that from our Mishnah that says that he was memaris the dam, bein ha'ulam lemizbeach, bishas aktore, we have a klore raya to Rabbi Lozo. How is he allowed to be Mabaris Dam Ben Ulam Mizbech Bishas Aktor? Is that often a right for Rabbi Loza? ולכמן כי בואי להחוכי דפרשין מבין האולם ולמזבח. The Gemara wanted a proof from the Baraisa that you're Pirish bein ha'ulam l'mizbeach av b'shas ha'ktora d'lechnai l'chnimi b'raisa d'Rab Yosi. The Gemara wanted a shlog up Rabbi Loza from the Baraisa. And then the Gemara said, so have a motzi l'chuchim m'mas nisen b'ein Pirishim. The Gemara could have put a raif in the Mishnah. What's shepis to met Rabbi Loza from the Baraisa? The Mishnah says klo like Rabbi Loza that you're allowed to be bein ha'ulam l'mizbeach b'shas ha'ktora d'chnim. Babalele Mema, the Maxis Limi Bereis in Rab Yosi, Tovali Siyata Mimas Nisan. That's Taisvis Kash. Vieshloima, so Taisvis says, no, it's not Kefel. Mas Nisan Lava Motsi Lesuya Siyata. The Ikele Mema, the Gemara could have said, it could be we could answer. The Mishnah is not a right. Kivin da Afroshe, Nimi Bein, Ho Ulam, Ho Mizbeach, Einai Elo Midarabonum. The whole afrosh was vechiz with the rabbon. The mirai saint Persian ella mayayel mayi. Le gozru ella al ha'oimdim sham shalei letzairach. That whole thing is that the rabbon on sees mamalus has adam. We need him there. And we mentioned yesterday, Gvursri can't be too far because else the dam will kayagulate. So there's a tzairach avoida over here. The whole thing is that the rabbon on. So they were made because he can't bring a raya to Rabbi Loza. So comes out now a new din that letzairech avoide one is permitted to be in the Ben Ulam Mizbeach. Bim Taima and Kain Amai Loikoma. The Hamilse Ike Nami Bein Heichel Bein Ulam Mizbeach. The Ilu Mei Heichel Parshinin Afilu Letzairach. Bein Ulam Lemizbeach Le Parshinin Ela Shalei Letzairach. So why didn't the Baraisa say another Chaimel that the Heichel has over the Bein Ulam Mizbeach? Vishloime Da Makshin De Lekamon Svirelei. Afilu mehechel nami loy parshina letzairach avoide, vuhu loy hoye magia b'masnisin midi, el havetoni shebehechel, b'kiven letzairach avoide ushori af behechel. So Taisvis wants to say that the Makshin held that in the hechel also letzairach is mutter. Now this is leider apelle. This was MS asks on Taisus. This is a derais over here. This whole cheshbon that Taisus had said that Taisus just said a whole cheshbon since it's a derabon and the one goes to the tzayre. But here it's a derais. So how can we understand that it's mutter the tzayre in the heichel gufer?